The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Good morning. Happy February 20th. It's a good day.
Oh, yeah, it is.
A few months from my birthday. My birthday's July 20th. So every time we hit the 20th of a month, I get a little bit nervous. I'm going to be 40 this year, Michaela.
That's a big
one for me.
Yeah, it's also cusp season. It's like a cusp, the
20th. Right there.
We're on the Aquarius Pisces cusp going into Pisces season, the fish.
And we're going to bring in our astrologist, I think, tomorrow to talk about that, actually, and to talk about Mercury in retrograde. But today we have a great show ahead for you. We're bringing in our political expert, Samuel Garrett Pate, to talk about the debate last night in Las Vegas, Michaela's hometown. He was actually in the room, so he's got some little insider scoop for us, what it was actually like to be there, and to give us a breakdown on how Mike Bloomberg did.
Let me tell you something. All I can see right now is Amy Klobuchar saying to Pete, it's just been quoted on MSNBC, sorry we can't all be perfect like you, Pete.
Yeah, it's kind of perfect.
Well, it got pretty high in emotion. It was intense last night. Hard to watch.
He's feistier than we thought. Also, later on in this hour, if you're tired of getting unsolicited D pics, or if you love them, we've got a story for you that you're not going to want to miss. It's juicy. Talk about juicy.
Yeah.
This one's fun. It's a lot of fun, though. Also today, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away your very first chance to get tickets to the first ever Virgin Fest here in Los Angeles. That's exciting. The lineup was announced yesterday. Big names on there, Lizzo being one
Channel
of them.
Channel Q, favorite artist, Lizzo.
Yeah, so.
And, you know, another, Dorian Electra, who's also been on the show. It's very exciting.
So don't miss your chance. Yeah, at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away those tickets also throughout the day. Don't forget, you've got your chance to get free tickets to Miami Beach Pride. We're going to be giving you information on that as well in a little bit. Michaela, last night you you did something that, well, you Michaela'd it.
Yeah.
You were at Groundlings, which is a improv troupe sort of situation out here in Los Angeles. They're pretty iconic.
Yes.
They've sent a lot of their former students to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And you were actually there for a panel on LGBTQ comedians.
Okay, well, here's how it went down. I got invited through my friend, and he was like, listen, I know you like Groundlings. I know you love doing comedy. Let's go to a panel where it's all LGBTQ people to talk about how it was years ago to how it is now.
They've succeeded.
They've succeeded.
Yeah, so it was inspirational.
Yes, it was supposed to be life-changing. So we get in, we sit down, and I already can tell. You know when you just go to an event with a friend who doesn't know how to be serious, even if their life depended on it, and will give you the giggles no matter what happens? So he's like looking at me. He's not even doing anything, except he's like flicking my leg or like mocking, you know, the people that are talking. Not to be disrespectful, but to make me laugh. So I'm already in the giggles
situation. So
there's this
wildly diverse panel, I'm assuming,
so
on stage.
On stage, there's 10 white men and one lesbian woman. And it's interesting because you're like, well, this is not very diverse. Like, I have to ask. So they open up the questions. So my friend says, okay, ask your question. It's a good one. Ask it.
You decided
so
to use your voice.
I used my voice. I raised my hand. I said, hey, I just want to say, like, it's awesome that you guys are up here and you've, you know, you're a part of the LGBTQ community, but there's only one woman in a sea of 10 men. Why is that? Is it difficult for women in comedy? It's important to me. So they look at me. They applaud. One of the gentlemen sitting next to the woman on stage gets up to use the restroom in the middle of my question.
You made him nervous.
And as he's getting up, the woman says, on stage, female comedian, says, I don't know. I would definitely love to have more women comedians that are queer on stage with me.
So naturally,
I can hear my friend next to me go, go on stage. It's funny, go. So I go, Mom, listen, it just made room for itself, didn't it? I go to walk on stage. I think I'm so funny. I'm like, no, I'll join you on stage. Look at that open seat.
You're killing it in your mind.
Not one person laughs, gets the joke. I make it worse. I sit down. I was like, I was just kidding. What I was trying to say was, it's hard for a lesbian like me because, you know, I don't look too straight. I don't look too gay. I actually identify as a drag queen. Am I right?
Oh,
not
God.
One laughter in the
You're
holes.
Digging deeper and deeper.
So needless to say, Groundlings may not be the comedy troupe I'm allowed to join. I may be banned, actually.
Well, your comedy career died last night on the stage at Groundlings.
May die today during the show.
Luckily for you, though, Michaela.
Not
oh, wow. Michaela, though, you know what you are really great at?
What?
Giving us news. How about hit us with some news on the beat?
God, it's the only thing I can do. All right. The Democratic presidential candidate squared off last night in Las Vegas, and boy, did things get spicy. Everyone came out swinging at newcomer Michael Bloomberg, and I have to say, deserving of it. He did not impress me like I thought he was going to.
He was a hot mess.
Also a hot mess was Amy Klobuchar. I felt like she could not find her footing yesterday. She got a lot of attack from Pete Buttigieg.
I don't think she expected it.
I think she did either.
Caught off guard.
Yeah, really kind of the one that people are saying stole the show was Elizabeth Warren. Maybe it's to prove she deserves to be on every ballot, but we're going to go in deep with Samuel Garrett-Pete from Equality California coming up next this hour. Okay, so this is interesting. Although I'm a vegan now, I still can appreciate fast food chains. And Burger King is remolding the image of its signature Whopper in a nauseating new ad campaign that promotes effort to eliminate artificial preservatives and other additives from the company's menu. So it shows in this new commercial that after 43 days, a Whopper does in fact mold to its death.
Because we've seen McDonald's burgers last for years and not change.
The whole point is McDonald's can stay in wrapping and be fine for even a couple years. So what they're trying to say is, listen, we're doing natural products. You're healthy in eating the Whopper, but the photo's disgusting. You can check it out for yourself. Just head on over to wearechannelq.com to see this.
I'm kind of here for this ad.
Hamburger.
I like it.
Listen, nothing has pushed me closer to veganism, am I right? All right, if you're celebrating a birthday, give it up for the queen, the one and only Channel Q artist, Rihanna herself, 32 years young. Work, 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 work. You send me happy work, 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 work. You see me do me da, 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 da. Tell me about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, line. I just want to say that nobody knew that it was work for like the first 2 months. And
no
everyone
idea.
Was like, I'm not gonna bum, 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 bum. If you're gonna bum, 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 bum.
I was today years old when I figured out that she was saying work.
All right, give us a vibe of the day.
All right, your true self is saying to you today, see through the lies by being real with yourself. Greatness is an inside job. Be honest with yourself about what you feel is your next step. And then with everything you got, move, take action, and break through.
Ooh, that's a vibe.
Yeah.
And we're going to need it getting into this Democratic debate conversation because last night's debate got very heated.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Ooh, find out who she was talking about coming up in 7 minutes. That's Elizabeth Warren.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
If that doesn't bring you back to 2016, Hillary talking about Donald Trump, I don't know what does.
Yeah.
We're there again.
Yeah,
Bloomberg made his debut last night on the debate stage in your hometown of Las Vegas, and it was a feisty, feisty Democratic debate.
You know, if feisty is just one adjective I'd use, I feel like it was sort of a hot mess. I was really excited to see Mike Bloomberg. I have yet to endorse anybody. I've really been wanting to give everybody a fair shot. I was really feeling Amy Klobuchar the other night at the Nevada caucus. Everyone was waiting for Mike Bloomberg. But it appears that Elizabeth Warren had the strongest night, at least asked the hardest questions when it came to Mike Bloomberg. She attacked him.
Oh, she went in.
A lot of tact.
Uh-huh.
Let's take a listen to how she spoke to Mike Bloomberg.
So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is that?
Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told. And let me put, there's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet, and that's up to them. They signed those agreements, and we'll live with it.
It's not really up to them when you're in a position of power and you're shutting them down and you're the one being accused. He had a rough night.
He had a rough night. I mean, even at one point, he put his hand over to Elizabeth Warren, and he said, yeah, you know, Senator. And she goes, it's Elizabeth. And the crowd was just like on edge watching how this was going to go.
Well, again, that's a reversal though from 2016 when like Hillary, sometimes Donald would refer to Hillary as Hillary, she'd be like, it's Senator Clinton.
I didn't think
Secretary of State Clinton, she would often make those comments during the election cycle last time around. So it's interesting,
and I do think that Elizabeth Warren stood her own. What was really interesting to watch was Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar kind of go for each other. Now, there's been some like funky blood between them, but last night it was very apparent on stage, and it seems like Pete won this round.
They've been battling out that number two position right now, and they're both kind of like trying to figure out who's the alternative to Bernie Sanders. But yeah, it did get really feisty again.
Well, so Mayor Pete Buttigieg asks Amy Klobuchar basically like, how do you not know the president of Mexico's name? It starts this whole conversation, and then he leads in with this.
But you're staking your candidacy on your Washington experience. You're on the committee that oversees border security. You're on the committee that does trade. You're literally in part of the committee that's overseeing these things, and we're not able to speak to literally the first thing about the politics of the country to ourselves.
Are you trying to say that I'm dumb, or are you mocking me here, Pete?
I made an error.
People sometimes forget names. I am the one that has the experience based on passing over 100 bills. If I could respond, this was a pretty big allegation. He's basically saying that I don't have the experience to be president of the United States.
She sort of lost some of my respect there. I don't like her insinuating that she's
mocking.
No, are you calling me dumb? No, don't play that card.
Same way.
Because I can see, like, in many cases, I get it. It's a man calling out a woman, and it would be easy just to assume that he's going for her intelligence. But he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was saying, listen, you're on the committee that handles the border with Mexico, and you don't know the president's name.
Well, so you know it's funny that you said that. I completely agree with you. And when she was in Nevada with Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg the night before, she was called out for the town hall. She was called out about not knowing the president's name. And she said, listen, I had to give multiple speeches, handle multiple bills. I was traveling. It was already about 2 a.m. Then I had to give one more speech. It was a lapse of judgment. And Lisa was like, girl, why'd you have to say all that? Like, you guys are all busy. It's okay. You don't need to give those excuses. Just say you, like, made a mistake.
You're all campaigning. It's a rigorous process. Mm-hmm. But even when she did mention his name later on in the debate, she had to look down at their paper and sort of stumbled over it. To be fair, it's President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador. I can't speak Spanish, but it's a long name.
Well, you sound like Pete Buttigieg, because there was one humorous moment. And this is not making fun of him, but when Pete Buttigieg would talk about like the Hispanic community, he would go, the Latinos. And you're like, Pete, just say it. Just say it.
Latinos.
Just say Latinos. That's it. Let it go.
Yeah.
Mike Bloomberg had a moment where he shared with Bernie Sanders, talking about how Sanders alienates people. Let's take a listen.
I don't think there's any chance of the senator beating President Trump. You don't start out by saying, I've got 160 million people. I'm going to take away the insurance plan that they love. That's just not a ways that you go and start building the coalition that the Sanders camp thinks that they can do.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to find his way in. You know, money so far has done it for him. He spent hundreds of millions of dollars on campaign ads across the country, and he'll continue to do that, and he will do well in the polls because of that. However, he needed to leave last night unscathed, and I think the other candidates knew that because he can outspend them by so much,
right?
And that didn't happen. They had better nights than expected, especially Elizabeth Warren. But Pete Buttigieg talked about Super Tuesday coming up.
Yeah,
right? It's around the corner, and that's Mike Bloomberg's really sort of staked his entire campaign on that. And Pete warns basically voters of what could happen if we're left with just two options at the end.
We could wake up 2 weeks from today, the day after Super Tuesday, and the only candidates left standing will be Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg, the two most polarizing figures on this stage. And most Americans don't see where they fit if they've got to choose between a socialist who thinks that capitalism is the root of all evil and a billionaire who thinks that money ought to be the root of all power. Let's put forward somebody who's actually a Democrat.
What an interesting concept. You know, we went with a polarizing candidate 4 years ago. I was a big Hillary supporter, but she was polarizing, and it didn't turn out well for us.
Yeah,
so he's making a strong case.
Yeah, well, I was not a big Hillary fan, but I would like to see how this goes. The winner of the night, obviously, I think, went to Elizabeth Warren, but we've got Super Tuesday. Now, coming up, in a shocking plot twist, The D in DMs does not actually stand for D-pics, and Twitter is cracking down. Find out how coming up in 5.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Michaela, I know you have been dipping your toes in the lady pond for quite a while now. You're in a long-term relationship with Lisa, who I love and adore, but I know you still have some gentleman fans out there. Do you ever get unsolicited D pics in your DMs? It's a serious question.
I just want to say this. I do. And I hate them.
Really?
I do not want your D pics being sent to me. I wouldn't even want, like, women's breasts being sent to me. Like, I don't want any of that by nature. Because, you know, here's the tricky thing, too. Thankfully, me and Lisa have been together for 5 years. But what if in the beginning she didn't know that they were unsolicited? Then all of a sudden you open your phone and there's this big penis
trouble
just staring back at me like a one-eyed man.
One-eyed bandit.
Just like that. And you're like, yuck. Like, they're not that attractive.
Well, listen, guess what?
What?
I could be saving your relationship right now because there's a new app that launches tomorrow. It was designed. It's called actually Safe DM.
Oh.
It was designed by a woman named Kelsey Dressler. She created the filter. She actually asked thousands of men to send her pictures while she was testing this. Over 4,000 people sent their pictures in, and it blocks up to 99% of all D pics if you put this on your Twitter account, so that you'll no longer get.
Okay, first of all, get Kelsey on the phone now. She's
yes,
an MVP.
She's a genius. But also, I want to know who sends them on Twitter.
Girl,
I get
you
them
can.
I get them on Instagram,
no.
But I never got them on Twitter.
Here's why Twitter. You can put anything on Twitter. You can put porn on Twitter. I remember one time, oh my God, this was mortifying. A couple months ago, somebody was like, hey, look up this kid. He's causing some drama. Whatever. It was nothing. We were kikiing. He says, look him up. I look up this guy on Twitter, and literally the first thing I see is his private area.
Mm.
And then it was, like, in my face. Like, I actually had to mouthwash afterwards. I was so mortified.
See, I knew this was on Tumblr. Tumblr really cracked down, but you can still see pictures on Tumblr, not video. And I just found out that there's all kinds of porn on Reddit. I didn't know, but I had no idea people were sending these on Twitter. I was with my cousin one time. We went to see a Quentin Tarantino film, Hateful Eight. And we were so bored by it, we left and went to go get drinks. We snuck out and left her husband and my other cousin there and went to get drinks. And we were walking down the street, and I received a Snapchat, and I opened it up in front of her, and it was a guy who had sent me a D-pic. And I was so shocked, and she looked, she goes, oh my God, who is that? And why? It was a white guy, so she obviously knew it was not my partner, who is black. And she goes, what is that? Who were you talking to? She thought I was cheating on my partner. I'm like, I don't know. I get these things all
the
time.
And the worst about Snapchat is it erases himself, so that's why they feel comfortable doing it. However, I have a girlfriend. She's an icon. She's been doing this for years. If you send her a D pic, she screenshots it. She will block out your name, but she will dress it up. Like, she'll put different GIFs or emojis around it. Mm. Like, sometimes she'll put a crown on the top.
That's classy.
Or, like, a pickle across it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll tag them and say, thank you so much for this beautiful photo. And she'll put it on her Instagram.
That's cold.
And it's cold-blooded. But what's interesting is she's, like, notorious for doing this now. They still send her the pictures. So I don't know if it's, like, they like the attention, they like the fame. Oh my
well done, Justin.
God, Justin.
Well, listen, if you're not quite as creative as Michaela's friend, you're in luck because Safe DM goes live tomorrow. You can find it, and you actually have the choice to turn this on or off. So you don't. If you decide you're in the mood, you want to receive some D pics, you can. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. Also, this is a really interesting statistic I found out as we take out this really life-changing segment here. A study said, a 2018 study showed that 41% of women have said they receive D pics, unsolicited ones, through DMs, but only 5% of the men in that study said they actually sent them out. So either the same guys are sending a lot of them, or there's a lot of dudes lying.
That's not true. They're all lying. All 50% of you are sending out the D pics. You've just been blocked 41% of the time.
Fair enough.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, we're talking about the latest viral challenge that makes no sense at all in just a moment. But before we get there, we've got a really exciting opportunity for you. If you and a friend want to get away to sunny South Beach, we're giving away 2 free tickets. We're going to fly you, put you up in a really fancy hotel, give you VIP passes for the weekend, mimosas, a whole brunch before the parade. Miami South Beach Pride, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Go over to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win. Also, Celebrity Cruises is putting on a free Oceanside celebration while you're there, so it's going to be a fun-packed weekend. I know, Michaela, you're going to be at Dinah that weekend.
I will be, but
so
let me tell you
something. So you will not be in Miami.
I took a cruise for the first time last year, almost 2 years ago, an all-lesbian cruise. Didn't go well. But it's going to be different this time for you guys. And you're going to have a really good time.
Just to clarify, this one is not a cruise. It's put on by Celebrity Cruises.
Oh, put on by Celebrity Cruises.
Miami Beach, though, parties all day long.
Oh, yeah.
All weekend. So go over to wearechannelq.com for a chance to win. So, Michaela, I just found out about this. This new viral challenge that's happening. It's called the Skull Breaker Challenge. Is that right? Why?
Yeah, it's
Why?
Called the Skullbreaker Challenge. Listen, I have a. Let me start off with this.
Okay.
TikTok is not an app that I had. Then our boss was like, I want everybody to have a TikTok. Enjoy yourself. Have some fun.
I hate it.
So I downloaded it.
Don't like it.
Have no idea how to use it.
So confusing.
But now my nephew has one. He'll be 10. Oh, my God. Literally a month from now.
They love it.
They love it. So sometimes he'll text me and he'll say, hey, Ziamika, there's a new thing that I'm doing. So we're trying to, like, hold ice in our mouth for as long as we can without spitting it out. And I'm like, that's so dumb, but very 10-year-old of you.
Yeah.
I did dumb things when I was 10. I remember the challenge when I was 10 was that you would put your hand out and then somebody would take a pencil and the eraser side, they would erase your hand until you got through the alphabet. Mm. And I still have a scar from that stupid challenge, but nobody got harmed. I didn't have to go to the hospital after it. Now, the Skullbreaker Challenge.
This is legit.
You jump in the air, and when you jump in the air, the people next to you kick your legs so it throws your legs over your head and you land on your back and your head and kids are going to the hospital.
Well, and this is not good for parents either. One mother in particular talked about her daughter's experience with the Skullbreaker Challenge and how it did not go so well.
This 12-year-old now has a broken arm after doing the Skullbreaker Challenge.
He was not prepared and had no idea what was happening.
Parker from Alabama isn't the only one being sent to the hospital.
File this one under the latest stupid social media challenge.
She was left physically and emotionally scarred.
As adults, it seems like this is just a terrible idea.
Yeah.
But as kids, it's like, this is so fun. I'm going to jump and I'm going to fall.
And it makes me upset because I'm like, oh my God, am I the old lady who's like, that's stupid, kids. But it's not. You're killing yourselves. Go back to Tide Pods like normal people.
That's also, don't do that. We do not condone that. That is dangerous.
I'm just kidding.
But also, yes, the answer to your question is yes, you are the old lady now. And I'm the old lady now.
But we were not doing death challenge, death drops. There was no death challenges.
I can't do a death drop. I'm 6'5" and I'm not that flexible. But when I was younger,
we'll be trying that on our social media during this break.
Nope. We didn't have social media. And that's the issue. I think that kids are trying to one-up each other now, and there's this need, this desire to do something that's going to go viral, that's going to make them famous, quote-unquote.
Uh-huh.
And this is just the latest in the trend. It's not safe.
Yeah, well, there's also a meme that's going out right now that somebody sent me yesterday, and it's this man, he's probably about 6 feet tall already, and then he's in about 5-inch heels, and it shows him jump in the air.
Oh, you sent this to me.
And fly back as if he's gonna land in like a backflip. And as he goes to land in the backflip, his body completely crushes.
Shatters.
And it's all red and shattered. It's the weirdest mind trip.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, it made me cringe. If you haven't seen it, just look up this meme.
He should edit movies.
But that's like, let's stick to that. Let's
not
actually crush our skulls. How about just go into graphic design?
Let's not really break our wrists and have to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, do something with your life. All right, you guys, coming up next hour, we have Virgin Fest tickets for you.
The lineup's fire.
We're talking about Virgin
Fest. Good.
Because Channel Q favorite artist Lizzo is headlining. It's really exciting. It's their first year. Also, we'll be talking to James Gay, our therapist, about cyberbullying and if you could possibly be a cyberbully. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Happy Thursday, February 20th. We've got a great show for you planned today. Stick around because in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:20 Pacific time, we've got a chance for you to win two tickets to the very first ever Virgin Fest out here in Los Angeles. The lineup is fire.
Oh, yeah.
Channel Q favorite artist Lizzo is one of the headliners. It's going to be a dope, dope event. But first, we also have therapist James Gay stopping by to discuss cyberbullying and how you could be guilty of it without even knowing it.
Yeah, that was just Billie Eilish playing. And, you know, we love Billie Eilish and we love how vulnerable she is. And she's talked a lot about, having suicidal thoughts, of course. But most recently, she was at the Brit Awards receiving her award. And she said there's just so much hate coming from social media, from people that are not my fans. It's overwhelming. I cannot handle it. And if you guys remember that a British presenter, Caroline Flack, took her own life very sadly last week because of cyberbullying. So, you know, we got to go deep into that. And if you're doing it, you got to stop.
And you might be doing it without even knowing it.
Totally.
So we're going to talk to our expert about that as well. And celebrities are speaking up and we're going to give you their take on it as well. But first, Michaela, what's going on?
Okay, well,
in the world,
the Democratic presidential candidates squared off last night in Las Vegas, and things definitely got spicy. Now, everybody came out swinging at Michael Bloomberg, which was really not a shock. I think a lot of people, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, and Amy Klobuchar talked a lot about him the night before at the town hall, saying, do you want a billionaire or you want somebody who's made their own money? So we were excited to hear from him, and unfortunately, I think he flopped. I was not impressed with him.
Yeah, he's bought his way to the, sort of the top tier in the pools, but he didn't have a great night last night.
Yeah, and questions like coming from Elizabeth Warren saying, what about these NDAs? He didn't really have an answer, so we'll see how he does. It's going to be, Super Tuesday is going to be huge, and that's what we're all looking forward to. All right, in other news, Burger King is remolding the image of its signature Whopper in an interesting take. Okay, so this new ad campaign shows how the burger molds over in about 43 days, but it's quite nauseating. I know what they're trying to show is, hey, we don't use artificial flavors. Everything is super fresh. So as you can see, it's gonna mold because McDonald's, Wendy's have been under fire in the past that their burgers, nothing ever molds because it's not real. But they could have gone about this another way. And seeing a moldy Whopper burger doesn't make me want a Whopper burger.
I'm 1,000% here for it.
Are you?
Yeah, it makes
you
me feel
love
good.
It?
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm getting. It's interesting though that in 2020, our big selling point on food is now that, look, our food is so real that it can grow mold. Like, I would hope so.
Yeah, also though, just say it, don't spray it. Okay, news. Now, just as Pete Buttigieg was about to answer a question about his husband, Chasten, members of a group called Queers Against Pete jumped to their feet and began shouting at him, gays, when are we going to stop coming after each other? If you don't like Pete, don't like him, but Queers Against Pete. Anyway, from the stage, Buttigieg replied, I respect your activism, but this is a gathering for supporters of our campaign, and I just got a question about my husband. I'm excited to answer if the protesters were removed.
Love him or hate him, Mayor Pete is cool as a cucumber.
Is he?
You don't get under his skin, and nobody really does. In that way, he reminds me of a young Barack Obama.
Yeah. You know what he did say yesterday during the debate? He looked over at Bernie and he said, you know, I just want people to know, like, I was a fan of Bernie before it was even cool. And then he, like, sliced into him. So it was interesting. if you're celebrating a birthday, a happy birthday, you're in good company, you're celebrating with Daily Show host Trevor Noah, 36 years old, actor Miles Teller, 33 years old.
So talented.
And Brian Luttrell from Backstreet's Back on It.
Quit playing games with
my this is a song. I remember I was at Vivian Cavaricci's house, also known as my grandma, and this video came on the television, and Nick had his hot blonde hair, and they were like, had these open shirts, and they were like doing choreo.
So good.
And I was like, Grandma, they're hot.
I read the other day that Backstreet Boys are trying to go on tour with NSYNC now. They've been touring on and off with New Kids on the Block for a while. It could happen, minus Justin Timberlake. He won't do it.
It's never going to happen. Justin will never commit.
Nah.
All right, give us a vibe of the day.
All right, your true self is saying to you today, see through the lies by being real with yourself. Greatness is an inside job. Be honest with yourself about what you feel is your next step, and then with everything you got, move, take action, and break through.
Oh, I love that vibe, and we're going to need it for this next segment because Could you be a cyber bully and you don't even know it? We're going in with our therapist, James Gay, who joins us next.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. Stick around, because 1 hour from now, at about 8:20, we're giving away a pair of tickets to Virgin Fest. It's the very first ever Virgin Fest. The lineup is fire. Channel Q favorite artist Lizzo will be headlining, amongst others. But right now, we want to have a little bit of a serious conversation. We brought in our licensed therapist, James Gay, to talk to us about cyberbullying. The story, Caroline Flack just recently took her life, and Todrick Hall, Broadway star and a friend of ours, took to social media to sort of express his thoughts on cyberbullying and admitting that he's done it in the past. He's been guilty of it, but we need to cancel culture and stop doing this.
Yeah, so Caroline Flack, if you're not familiar, because it wasn't initially, but she's a British presenter. She's been in Chicago on Broadway. So she's been very much in the public eye and has been very honest about dealing with cyberbullying. So I'm wanting to start the conversation. It also brought up that even people like Billie Eilish are dealing with it. She went to accept her awards. An award that she won at the Brit Awards, and she had this to say when she went to accept it.
I've felt very hated recently, and when I was on the stage and I saw you guys all smiling at me, it genuinely made me want to cry, and I want to cry right now.
You know, you forget that these celebrities are still human beings, and she's only 18 years old. When I was on American Idol, I was 16 at the time, and I remember reading the message boards, and I went to a very dark place. People are awful, whether it's a message board, it's social media now. How do we deal with cyberbullying?
Well, I'm James Gay, licensed marriage and family therapist here to
to set us straight.
To set you straight. Yeah. Well, and I just want to acknowledge that, you know, it's incredibly impactful, right? To hear this level of negativity, harassment, nastiness, just cutting words, whether it's in person, online, and people are brazen when it's online to be able to, like, say what, you know, they want to say just to get a reaction or to hurt someone else. Sometimes we do what's been done to us, and it doesn't make it okay, right? But we need to understand sort of the roots of where this stuff comes from, and then also how to deal with it appropriately, because it can really impact us.
Well, it's sort of, it's interesting you say we do what's been done to us. It's sort of like the old saying, hurt people,
right?
And Todrick Hall, when he wrote this Instagram post, and you can read the entire thing on his Instagram, he says, listen, he's like, I haven't been the best, but it's time we stop cancel culture and time we stop cyberbullying. For those listening, myself and Michaela and I included, what actually is cyberbullying, and can we be guilty of it without even realizing we're doing it?
Right. Well, I think it comes in, there's a spectrum, right? I mean, there is sort of the haters that are like more negative or critical or always picking on particular posts online or those types of things. And that can be subtle, but consistent, right? And then it goes all the way up to, you know, character attacks, putting people down for how they look or who they are. It can be stalkerish. It can actually be criminal behavior, right? If people are posting naked photos of other people or spreading rumors or, you know, taking photos of people in private spaces. These things, sometimes the law enforcement has to get involved as well.
That's interesting that you say that it could be criminal, because when you're being stalked in person, you can go to the police department, but it is very difficult sometimes to obtain a restraining order.
Sure.
How do you stop it when it's cyberbullying?
Right. Well, I think it's really important to document, take screenshots, right? Save stuff. And then block people, right? Report
oh,
it.
I love
report
blocking
it to
people.
Social media platforms.
I block people before they even say anything.
Totally.
Right?
Block, block, block. But yeah, no, it's you don't have to continue to be the recipient of these types of things. You don't even have to respond. Sometimes just deleting, blocking is the best course of action, right? And be able to document that stuff. Sometimes it's happening a lot with youth. So being able to, you know, go to school sites, parents, if you, you know, are aware of your social media presence of your children, to be able to put that information in the hands of people that can actually do something with it, right? Administrators, principals, teachers at school sites.
Now, unfortunately, unfortunately, we oftentimes we don't talk about these sorts of topics until it's too late.
Right.
In this case, Caroline took her life, and may she rest in peace. Mm. For anyone who's at a point where they're maybe on the verge,
yeah,
or they're close,
yeah,
to making a decision that's irreversible,
right,
what sort of advice would you give to somebody dealing with that sort of mental stress right now?
Sure. Well, it can bring up so much internalized shame that it's difficult to share it with others, but that's exactly what we need to do, right? We need to bring that shame into the light of day so that we can sort of, just really, like, de-empower the messages that are coming our ways, right? So it's about reaching out for support. It's about recognizing that we have value and worth regardless of what we do. And, and sometimes even seeing a therapist or a counselor to talk about
therapy
these
works.
Things.
Therapy works.
Therapy works. And I do want to encourage people as well. There are different social media timers now that you can download. Six
right.
apps that I know of that will limit your time to 15 minutes and it will shut you off. And you will not get another chance for another 24
right.
hours. And although these people may feel robotic, it feels very real
sure.
to you. So shut it down. James Gay, there's never enough time. Thank you so much, our family
Absolutely.
Licensed therapist. We will talk to you very soon. And for everybody listening, of course, thank you and take care of yourself. Mm. Now, coming up, a new video is going viral, and the heartwarming message hasn't left a dry eye in the studio. Find out why coming up next.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, you and I joke often that we don't really understand TikTok, that it's more for the young kids. We've made attempts. You know, family members of ours who are much younger than we are love TikTok. They're great at it. We're not.
When you say family members who are younger than we are, we're talking about my 9-year-old nephew who runs my social media.
Okay, I didn't want to embarrass you completely, but but now I think I have a grasp for the good that TikTok can do. This video has gone viral. It is so heartwarming, so touching. You're listening to music from the 2009 film Up, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, the movie's so sweet.
Adrian Alvarez used TikTok as a platform to spread love and show that his best friend Hector is just the best friend in the world. Hector also happens to be straight. This is titled Straight Boys Take Notes. There's a series of pictures and videos of them just being silly together over the years. And,
yeah, they're
and
in bed, they're in wigs.
Resting their heads on one another. And we've got the entire TikTok up on our website. So if you want to go actually watch it, take a look. But this is a good example of how social media can be used for positive.
Yeah, head on over to WeirdChannelQ.com for your chance to see it. It's funny because my brother, who's 28 now, has always had a lot of gay male friends because of me. Because I have a lot of gay male friends. My brother and I are best friends. And he's always been very open and he's not embarrassed. And he, you know, has gone to the clubs with them when I'm not around. And he adores them. And I remember that some of my other cousins in my family would make fun of my brother and say, oh, you're too comfortable. You're probably gay. You're probably gay if your sister's gay. Like, they would have all of these things to say. And it was really difficult for my brother, not because he thought he was gay, but he just didn't understand, like, why can't I just be friends? And I think that's why oftentimes straight men do get made fun of so much for having a gay best friend and wanting to put their arm around them and be affectionate with them and love them like you would your own brother.
Yeah, for much of my life, I associated more closely with straight culture, straight men, just because it's how I was raised in Ohio. It was a small town. I didn't know a lot of gay guys. And so in order to sort of fit in and survive, as we often do, I acclimated to that culture. And it wasn't really until, you know, in my 30s where I really got really comfortable in my skin. I've always been proud of the fact that I am gay, but I acclimated a bit too much. It brings up an interesting conversation. I think we should dig deeper into this.
Okay.
We joke a lot about our in studio here. Our producer, Justin, cis, straight male, just had a baby.
Let me give you a visual.
But I tell you, I don't know. Sometimes his characteristics seem a little...
First of all, I'm going to give you a visual of what our producer, Justin, does. Okay. He does have a fiance and he has a beautiful baby, Bennett, and he's living his truth. However, he's more gay than some of my own gay friends when it comes to like prides. Like right now, he's got a rainbow shirt on.
Yeah, says, what does it say?
We are human, right? Now, he wore that We Are Human rainbow shirt at Pride, but then he also threw on some like dad swag. Like he put on rainbow glasses and rainbow shorts and a rainbow sun hat and then rainbow socks. And then he continued running through Pride next to the car that we were in. Is he straight? Absolutely. Do you get confused sometimes if you don't know that
Absolutely.
Because of his rainbow? Absolutely.
Do you know what I hear here? I hear a game.
Oh, let's do
it. I think we make this into a game. I'm down.
Also, not shaming Justin at all because you're the best ally
the
in
sweetest.
The entire world. Aww. And so straight.
Keep it
but
going.
You do. But it is funny because it's the world is different now. Some men come mm-hmm. off straighter than more hetero than
and what
they
does
are.
Yeah, and what does that even mean anymore?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm challenging you, Michaela. You're going to create a game. And you're going to put Justin and I's sexuality to the test and figure out who's actually gay, or me or Justin. Just for clarification, I'm 100% gay.
And just for clarification, 100% straight on Justin.
What
Absolutely.
Happens to the loser?
Well, that's up to Michaela. All right, but here's the
take
thing.
Take the baby out with the bathwater.
All right, can I leave you with this really quickly, though?
Someone gets the baby.
Can I leave you with this, though?
Yeah.
If you are really gay and you know that you're gay, I have an opportunity for you. Can I go there?
Yeah, go there.
Miami Beats Pride is coming up April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Go over to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win 2 airplane tickets, 2 hotels, VIP passes for you and a friend for the entire weekend. Also, a Oceanside celebration being put on by Celebrity Cruises. Fun weekend. I've never done it. But if you know you're gay, or maybe you want to be, head on over to wearechannelq.com and for your chance to win tickets.
That's so much fun.
You can also take your straight best friend.
Justin, we're not taking you. You have a kid who's not even 2 months old.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, 30 minutes from now, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the very first ever Virgin Fest here in Los Angeles. Lizzo is one of the headliners. It's going to be dope. The entire lineup is amazing, so stick around for that. But first, with all things pop culture, Michaela, what's popping?
Okay, so we said earlier today that on February 20th, the world was blessed 32 years ago with Rihanna, who we die for. But more than that, she's been working her butt off because today she's surpassed her own $500 million net worth. She's only 32 years old. So she was a pop icon. We love her. Jay-Z found her. He locked her in the room, was like, you're never getting out until you sign with me.
She caused a spike in umbrella sales worldwide.
That's right. Uh-huh. And then she came out with Fenty. And you know, here's the thing. She, I think, is the first real pop celebrity to latch onto a makeup company that was able to make nearly $1 billion. Like, oh, she...
My boyfriend Emil buys her makeup. He wears Fenty.
Listen, because you know what she did? She was one of the first makeup companies to have a shade for everybody.
Yeah.
From lightest to light to dark to dark. Many makeup companies have taken note from Rihanna. Her highlighter is killer. Trophy Wife is my favorite. But she is now surpassed $500 million.
Don't ask her when she's got new music coming out. She doesn't like the question, and she's busy.
Her. Well, you know what she did the other day? She trolled all of her followers. She posted some meme that's like this little monster dancing, and she was like, me listening to my new album that no one is going to hear. And everyone was like, Rihanna, come on. We need more music. We love you.
Look, she's busy being a half billionaire.
Yeah, a half billionaire at only 32 years old.
Wow.
So congratulations. That's amazing. All right, well, coming up in our next hour, speaking of pop icons, we had a really great opportunity to talk to Jason Feltz from Virgin Fest. He also had a hand and was one of the co-founders of Pulse. And so he's joining us to not only talk about Virgin Fest with Lizzo, a favorite Channel Q artist, but how it's going down and how this festival is different from others like Coachella. There's actually a lot of really big differences, so you're going to want to stick around.
Yeah, they've made some innovative changes to the festival culture that we're so used to, which is kind of exciting.
They're staying really earth-friendly, so stick around on how you can get tickets to an amazing festival unlike any other featuring Lizzo. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
Good Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela.
We'll be right back.
The new Channel Q.
Surprise, here we are. Mayor Pete, he's being sued over a tweet. We've got those details. You're never going to guess who's suing them or suing him coming up in just a bit. This political season has become a doozy, and it's only going to get more fun from here.
Oh, yeah.
But Michaela, speaking of news, What's going on in the news?
Well, listen, I got all the news. Surprisingly, you guys, I watched the entire Democratic debate from start to finish. And I have to say, I've never been like a political guru, but yesterday felt kind of like a hot mess. Now, it was the first time we got to talk to Mike Bloomberg. He had to answer a lot of questions, and Elizabeth Warren came for him. Let's take a listen.
So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is that?
Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told. And let me just put, there's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet, and that's up to them. They signed those agreements, and we'll live with it.
And as Elizabeth came for Mike Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg came for Amy Klobuchar. Let's take a listen when he talked about how she forgot the president's name in Mexico.
But you're staking your candidacy on your Washington experience. You're on the committee that oversees border security. You're on the committee that does trade. You're literally in part of the committee that's overseeing these things. And we're not able to speak to literally the first thing about the politics of the country to ourselves.
Are you trying to say that I'm dumb? Or are you mocking me here, Pete?
I'm saying that you shouldn't trivialize that knowledge. I made an error.
People sometimes forget names. I am the one that has, number one, has the experience based on passing over 100 bills. If I could respond, this was a pretty big allegation. He's basically saying that I don't have the experience to be president of the United States.
Well, we're going to go more in depth on that coming up in the next hour. Now, in other news, I may be a vegan for 10 days. Thank you. I don't need any pats on the back, but pat me on the back. But Burger King is remolding the image of its signature Whopper in a new ad campaign. Now,
did you say remolding?
Did you like that?
That's a good play on words.
Did I do a little pun?
I just now caught that.
Yeah. Well, you know, McDonald's and Wendy's have been known for, I think in the past, even trying to brag that their burgers will last for over 60 days.
Don't you dare lump Wendy's into that. They are born and raised in Columbus,
Chick-fil-A.
Ohio. All natural. McDonald's, though. I mean,
McDonald's
junk.
For sure.
Junk
even
food.
Though I used to love McDonald's I love until I was a vegan. However, the Whopper is making a big comeback saying, listen, here in 43 days, it is completely molded to show you that we're making everything super fresh and you can feel good when you're eating it. Which, you know, looking back, it's kind of sad that that has to be our new ad campaign.
Yeah,
look at this moldy burger.
A successful ad campaign is a food company convincing us that their food is, in fact, food.
Yeah,
that's where we are. That's where we are in 2020.
That sounds nuts. All right, you guys, well, if you're celebrating a birthday, you are on cusp season, coming out of Aquarius and into Pisces, and you're in good company because Brian Littrell from Backstreet Boys, 45 years old today.
Quit playing games with my
Didn't Brian also have, like, heart surgery at one point, ironically enough, Brian Littrell?
He had a big crush on me, and I had to deny him.
Come on.
So he had to go have heart surgery. Okay, another news, Chelsea Pratt. I don't need these faces that you guys are giving me. That was funny. It's because I'm still thinking about that disgusting, nauseating Whopper. Actually, if you want to check it out yourself, you can head on over to our website, wearechannelq.com. Take a look at that moldy burger.
Looks delicious.
That's what I'm thinking about. Just disgust.
Day one through five, I'd probably eat it, but by six or seven, I don't know.
You nasty. All right, give us a vibe of the day, please.
All right, your true self is saying to you today, see through the lies by being real with yourself. Greatness is an inside job. Be honest with yourself about what you feel is your next step. And then with everything you got, move, take action, and break through. Speaking of taking action, why don't we have throw out a number right now that our listeners can call into for a chance to win something really awesome.
Yeah, so what's happening is coming up, CEO of Virgin Fest, Jason Feltz, is joining us for your chance to win tickets to a hot new festival that's all-inclusive, and our Channel Q artist, Lizzo, will be headlining. So here's the number that you're going to want to call, 833-772-7222. 2557-833-77. Call Q for your opportunity to win tickets to one of the hottest festivals this summer.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away those tickets in about 10 minutes from now. So stay on the line. I believe caller 5. Ooh, caller 5 is going to be our
one.
Yeah, let's
right.
do that. Why
caller
not?
Caller number 5. Call 833-772-2557 in about 10 minutes for your chance to be a part of the hottest festival this summer.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, we've been hyped since yesterday, Michaela, when the official lineup for the first ever Virgin Fest was announced. We got Lizzo, favorite Channel Q artist you hear her playing right now. We also have Major Lazer, Ellie Goulding, ASAP Rocky. The list goes on and on and on. And in studio right now, we have the co-founder, along with a man you may have heard of, Richard Branson. Virgin, yeah, yeah. We have the co-founder right here. We have Jason Feltz in studio. We're going to talk about what makes this festival different and how you guys can win tickets in just a few minutes. Welcome to the studio, Jason.
Hey, good
morning.
Well,
let me just say this very quickly. Jason Feltz, you're
there's a
loyal.
There's a clap, by the way. There's a clap going on.
Oh, you like
on.
That?
There's live studio
that.
Audience.
I like that.
You are a loyal man because we said, listen, please come back when we get the official lineup. We want to give our Channel Q listeners an opportunity to go to the funnest summer festival. Will you come back? And here you are in studio. So thank you.
Of course.
Also,
thanks for having me back.
You provided with the list. Lizzo,
I know it's her only show in LA through summer, so she's not going to announce any more shows. Full radius clause on her. So if you want to start your summer off right with a big old party, it's Lizzo at Virgin Fest.
Now we're excited about Virgin Fest, but it's also extremely LGBTQ friendly.
Extremely. And not just because I'm gay.
Not because I'm gay.
we thought that, first of all, we wanted to kick off summer and Pride Month the right way. But, you know, I personally feel as though there's sort of a white space and there's a sort of a lacking in the festival world of LGBT-focused festivals. And I wouldn't go as far as to say it's LGBT-focused. Virgin Fest is... all are welcome. That's the tagline for Virgin Fest. And it's not just a tagline. And so it really is rounded out to be borderless in a lot of ways. And a focus on LGBT was part of that. So you'll see a lot of discovery of new artists. You'll see ones that are part of the community, ones that are allies of the community. But it was a huge focus for us. And it just happens to sit nicely at the beginning of June, which is...
So it's like June 6th and 7th to be exact here in Los Angeles. We've got Jason Feltz, the CEO and founder of Virgin Fest, coming up. We're giving away tickets in just a few minutes, so stick around. We know this is an LGBTQ-friendly festival. Also, you guys are doing some things regarding the environment that other music festivals maybe haven't done. Talk about that a little bit, will you?
Yeah, the focus is people and planet, which is really important, obviously. We are banning all single-use plastics, so there's no single-use plastics. We're a first mover in doing a deposit cup system, which is very cool. We're using biofuels, solar. We're going to be providing free transportation on the metro if you opt
How
in.
How awesome
and you want
is that?
Free. I know. Isn't that fun?
I don't know any festival that offers free transportation. It's
we're
going to
get you there and get you home.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's amazing. You guys, I want you to have an opportunity to go. Do call in. The time is now. You're going to want to call 1-877-CALL-Q. That's 1-833-772-2557. This is really great. So also, not only are they going to have an opportunity, you're going to provide the transportation, but these are artists that you've never seen molded together. We're talking about Trixie Mattel, who won Drag Race, to ASAP Rocky, to Ellie Goulding, to Dorian Electra, who's also a friend to Channel Q. Yeah. It's a really diverse lineup, something like we've never seen before.
It is. There's a lot of discovery on this lineup. So it's a lot of people that you maybe haven't seen or you've seen or you've heard their name, but you haven't seen them in this type of environment. So Trixie, I don't think, has played a festival to this magnitude. And so it's pretty cool. We're going to be doing a drag brunch for VIPs on Sunday.
Yes.
Which I mean, do you know a music festival of this caliber that does a drag brunch?
Here we go.
Okay, I've never been a music festival guy. I'm really like I'm excited about this one.
By the way, this is not your typical music festival. This is like, no dust, no dirt, no tents. It's
I could sleep at home and take the metro to and from the festival every day.
They have like air-conditioned bathrooms.
That's amazing.
How cool is this?
All right, if you guys want to get in on this, once again, the number is 833-772-2557. That's 1-833-77-CALL-Q for your chance to win two tickets. Caller number 5 is going to take home a pair of tickets to live to Virgin Fest.
I'm still stuck on this drag brunch. So you have drag brunch.
I think I just leaked that, by the way. I don't think I was supposed to say that.
Is this an exclusive?
Yet. That's a Channel Q exclusive.
It's going to be on Sunday Fun Day, which is going to kick off it's going to be your pregame on-site for VIPs.
Day drinking.
Yeah.
So good.
Me too.
I can't
do night drinking anymore.
I'm too old.
It ruins me.
Agreed.
It ruins me.
Well, we are giving away a pair of passes to the very first Virgin Fest, unlike any other music festival this summer or ever. Jason Feltz, we're so excited. Why don't you give him the number one more time?
Yeah, the number is 833-772-2557. Caller number 5 is winning two tickets.
All right, we'll be right back again with Jason Feltz. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back. We're here with Jason Feltz, the co-founder of Virgin Fest. We are giving away free tickets right now. Your chance to win, 833-772-2557. Caller number 5 will take home a pair of tickets. But we want to keep you around a little bit longer because we think it's so important to shine a light on the diversity in this festival and why that was so important to you while you're reaching out to acts and putting together this sort of like set list.
Yeah, no, obviously these music festival posters have become like carbon copy, like just cut and paste. And we didn't want to do that. We wanted to do something a little more special, as I mentioned, and focus on the diversity. We wanted a borderless lineup.
It's interesting because it kind of feels like my playlist. I love Drag Race. I love K-pop. And I love like our non-binary artists. You've got Dorian Electra, yep. Tiffany Young. You have Ellie Goulding, of course. You have Banks, who I'm obsessed
love
with.
Banks.
Love Banks. I feel like there's genuinely, and I'm not just saying this, there's genuinely something for everybody. You also make it extremely convenient. You can just hop on the metro. You've taken care of transportation. You're also
paying for your metro.
You're paying for the metro. So that we don't have to. And there's a conscious effort to ensure that all of the food and beverage vendors share values when it comes to LGBTQ and taking care of the earth.
Yeah.
So with that.
And using the proper pronouns for people, right?
Which is such a big deal.
It's important. It's very important.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Well, we've got caller number 5 on the line.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready?
Who do we got?
Here we go.
Caller, you're on the line.
Hi, yes. Hi. Otis from Palm Springs.
Oh, hey!
Hey, Otis! Well, are you trying to get tickets to this year's Virgin Fest?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
Well, good, because you're caller number 5, and you're going Woo-hoo! June 6th and 7th!
I'm so excited.
have you seen the lineup yet, Otis?
I was just looking online. I can't wait.
Who are you excited about?
I'm actually very excited to see Trixie Mattel live.
Oh,
yes.
Me too.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a huge Drag Race fan, so.
Awesome.
And where are you calling from, Otis?
I'm from Palm Springs.
Yes, 103.1 FM. Well, who hooked you up with tickets this year for Virgin Fest?
You know what we should do? We should give him VIP tickets so he can go to the drag brunch on Sunday.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my
God. That would be phenomenal.
Let's do that. I think that's better.
That's so coming from the seat.
Let's do it.
Coming from the co-founder of Virgin Fest, you are getting hooked up thanks to Jason Feltz.
Not only did
I. With VIP tickets to drag brunch.
Jason, I love you so much. I've just met you. I've heard a lot about you. Not only did you break.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much again, Otis. Thank you for listening to Channel Q, and we'll see you at Virgin Fest with VIP tickets.
Yeah, stay on the line.
Thank you.
Not only did you break the fact that you're even having a drag queen brunch live on the air here with us at Channel Q in our last segment, now you're giving away VIP passes.
You know what? I'm feeling the love today.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you so much for that.
We're
of course.
Feeling the love
Can't wait
too.
To see Otis there. He'll be having the best time.
He's going to have the best time, and everybody's going to. And if you want the opportunity to get tickets for yourself, you can get tickets. Again, the set list is unreal. It's something that you do not want to miss. And like you said, this may be the only chance for you to see Lizzo. She's super busy this year, which is awesome.
Super busy, and this is her only LA show. which is pretty special.
Yeah, it's super special. So we're going to make sure to have all that information on our website at We Are Channel Q. I'm sorry, wearechannelq.com. Jason Feltz, thank you as always joining us.
It's fun hanging out with you.
Yeah. You're always welcome in studio.
Thanks for doing something not
Be careful what you wish for over there.
Yeah. He's coming back tomorrow.
I wish you were in the studio. I wish you were in
this. Anytime you do something like this, you're more than welcome to come back and talk about it. And thank you for doing something not only for the community, just for people in general who just enjoy music and enjoy getting to know different types of people. I think it's so awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be so much fun.
Awesome. Thank you again, Jason Feltz. Again, virginfest.com for tickets, or you can head on over to wearechannelq.com. We'll be seeing you at Virgin Fest June 6th and 7th. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, this this music inspires a certain feeling in me. I'm afraid it might inspire a different feeling as soon as you tell me what's popping in pop culture.
All right, so here's the situation. Now, Steven Spielberg is just made such a mark on the film industry, but maybe his daughter Michaela should have phoned home first before she decided to start a new job.
Well, she sort of did. I hear there's a FaceTime video involved in the story somewhere.
Yeah, well, apparently, this is wild. Michaela Spielberg, I wish that was me, 23 years old, still wish it was me, has decided that she would also like to get into the film world. And that means she's going to do it in a little bit of an X-rated way. She's getting into porn. And it's interesting because she let them know over FaceTime. Now, she has admitted that she has suffered with anxiety during childhood, and going to boarding school in her teens led to eating disorders and depression. But she says, listen, my decisions are not based off of my folks and my parents, how they've raised me. It's just something that I've wanted to do. Now, it's interesting because although her parents are admitted that they're intrigued by her new career path, they're hoping that she bounces back from a current drinking problem that she's kind of had since she was 21.
Yeah,
it's kind of a mess.
She's kind of gone through it. She's the adopted child of Steven and Kate Capshaw. And also she's in the process of applying for a license basically in the state of Tennessee to actually legally do this as a career.
Yeah, and this may not be just her decision because she has a fiance that she's with, Chuck Pankow, who's 47 years old. Now, if you think about that, she's 23, he's 47. That's a big age difference. And she's making some pretty big decisions because her brother also came out this week, Sawyer Spielberg. He's 27 years old, and he had his debut role in the feverish horror movie Honeydew. So he's also getting into film a little differently, but film instead. But you know, I think it's sad. I never want to say anything against sex work or you know, using your body for how you choose to do it. It just sounds like she's doing it for reasons that are not to embrace her sexuality, but yet sort of rebel or deal with the demons that are living inside of her. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and I read in this article also that her social media numbers have jumped from 1,000 to 7,000 since Wednesday afternoon.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I just don't want that to ever be a driving factor behind somebody making a choice to go into the sort of work. If this is work that you choose in the right state of mind and you're proud and comfortable and not being exploited, I'm all for it. I just hope that's the case for her.
Yeah, she also says that she has a very large chest, which she hated growing up, but is now her moneymaker. And she posted a very provocative photo, which you can see on her Instagram, with the caption, "Since my new fans mean the world." It's her. Pretty provocative. I don't know, man. 23 is hard, too. When I was 23, I was wild.
You couldn't have told me anything at 23. I knew it all.
I knew it all and everything I had a reason for, and I was really like running amok in Los Angeles. I get it. There's no judgment. I just hope that she finds something that makes her happy.
Do you think you said things like running amok when you were 23, or is that new?
You know what? I will replace that M with an F, and I will add a U to the end of it, AJ, if you come for me again.
Too late.
All right, you guys. Well, we have more, of course, coming for you now. It's been an exciting hour already. We gave Otis from Palm Springs two tickets that then got bumped up to VIP tickets for Virgin Fest.
Yeah, he's going to drag brunch.
I know, I'm jealous.
That's
we got to make our way there too. And you can still get your tickets, of course, at virginfest.com. But coming up in the next hour, we are talking the Democrat debates. It's interesting because I thought that Amy Klobuchar might have taken the lead, but Mike Bloomberg Bloomberg said enough things that had Elizabeth Warren take the win last night. We'll talk about that coming up.
It was a feisty, feisty debate, finally. One we've been waiting for, and Mike Bloomberg, he had a night. We'll say that much.
Yeah.
Speaking of exciting things coming up, we just talked about Virgin Fest. We gave away tickets just a minute ago. We have another really exciting opportunity for you here at Channel Q. April 3rd, 4th, and 5th is your opportunity to go to sunny Southside Beach, Miami Beach Pride. It's going to be a big one. We've got a chance for you and a friend to win two tickets. We're going to fly you there, put you in a gorgeous Miami Beach hotel, give you VIP passes, free mimosas, free brunch. You get to go to a party, Oceanside Celebration, put on by Celebrity Cruises. For information on this and how you can win two tickets, go to wearechannelq.com. That's Miami Beach Pride, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We've got you covered all festival season, all pride season, so much going on in the next few months.
Listen, you're staying busy, so stick around. We've got more for you. We're the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, so the Democratic debate took place last night in Michaela's hometown of Las Vegas, Nevada. It was our nation's first chance to see Michael Bloomberg on stage with the other primary contenders. And our very own Samuel Garrett Pate was there live. And we've got him on the line with us right now. Samuel, how you doing, buddy?
No. We're going to do a little news on the beat.
Oh,
we're going to get everybody cozy.
I'm so excited. I thought we had him right now.
No, it's okay. Shout out.
I'm so excited about this segment, and here I am just tossing to something that's coming up in about 10 minutes.
It's all good. Shout out to our listeners, 94.1 HD2. It was a really big night in Vegas, and you know, it's interesting because I think that people were really excited about the particular candidate that they wanted to vote for. But after yesterday, everyone is just so confused again.
Well, I was apparently excited about all of them.
Yeah,
I'm talking about it right now. But what's going on in news? Michaela, what do you have for us?
All right. So here's the deal. Yesterday was very intense with Mike Bloomberg being introduced. Elizabeth Warren seemed to have taken it. But Samuel Garrett Pate will be joining us to talk about what we can expect moving forward and what it was like live in Vegas. Again, shout out 94.1 HD2. All right, you guys. Well, it's that time of the primary season when things start turning ugly. Now, on Friday, a gaggle of protesters descended upon a fundraiser in San Francisco for Pete Buttigieg. The dinner was being held at the National LGBTQ Center for Arts. The tickets were super expensive, by the way. It was like $250. And just as Buttigieg was about to answer a question about his husband, a member of the group called Queers Against Pete jumped to their feet and began shouting at him. Now, here's the thing. Don't be gays against gays. We have enough people to fight. If you don't want to vote for Pete Buttigieg, you don't need to make a whole thing
on it. Yeah, we already have them. They're called the Log Cabin Republicans.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We still don't understand them very much. You don't need to be queers against Pete. However, Pete Buttigieg replied, I respect your activism, but this is a gathering for supporters of our campaign, and I just got a question about my husband. I'm really excited to answer it. Now get out. He didn't say the get out part, but the protesters were removed. So he handles it well. It's going to be interesting to see how Pete Buttigieg starts dealing with the criticism, because he's had a clapback to Rush Limbaugh and Trump when they tried to critique him on kissing his husband. He said, well, honey, I mean, he didn't say honey, but he was like, well, I never had to pay off a porn star, did you?
You know, this is one area where I'm not worried about Pete at all.
Yeah, he's going to be okay.
You know as well as I do, as a gay person living in this country, he's dealt with this his entire life, and he's been preparing for this for 37 years. Yeah. So I think he's going to be just fine.
He'll be all right. All right, another news. Burger King is remolding the image of its signature Whopper in a nauseating, to me, new ad campaign that promotes efforts to eliminate artificial preservatives and other additives from the company's menu. So the Burger King yesterday unveiled pictures of this new preservative-free Whopper. And in the campaign, the Whopper is covered in mold, decaying as it's consumed by green fungus. The point is, they're trying to say, listen, McDonald's has a rap for having burgers last underneath your car seat for 2 years. And after 43 days, ours will mold. So we're giving it to you fresh, baby.
I love this. And if you're curious to see what a 43-day-old Whopper looks like, go over to our website, wearechannelq.com. We have the article and the photo posted there.
Yes. All right. Well, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday. You are officially on the cusp of Aquarius to Pisces, and you're celebrating with the queen herself, Channel Q artist Rihanna, 32 years old today.
Work, 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 work. You send me heavy work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. Tell me about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my dad, dad, dad.
anybody says. You listeners, like myself, did not know what those words were when it first came out.
No clue.
I was in the club. I was in the lesbian club sweating and drinking tequila with Lisa. And I was like, la, 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 blah, 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 blah.
No idea.
Yeah.
Don't even care. Also, I believe she hit a major milestone beyond the birthday.
She sure did, honey, because she has surpassed her $500 million net worth. She's at $600 million and barely turning 32 today.
Over halfway to a billion by 32.
I barely hit $500 in my Chase account, and I'm 32 years
old. On any given month, I get nervous if I can maintain a balance.
All right, guys. In other birthday news, Chelsea Peretti from Brooklyn, 9'9", 42 years young. The beautiful Cindy Crawford, 54 years young. You know what? We're going to give it to him. Ivana Trump, one of the president's ex-wives, 71 years young today.
Well, she is an ex, to be fair.
That's why I said it. I read it, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it to her.
She got out.
You know what? We'll do it live. Ivana Trump, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. All right. In other news, what's our vibe of the day?
All right. Your true self is saying to you today, see through the lies by being real with yourself. Greatness is an inside job. Be honest with yourself about what you feel is your next step, and then with everything you got, move, take action, and break through.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. All right, you guys, well, listen, last night's debates got super heated. Find out who Elizabeth Warren was talking about, and no, it wasn't Trump.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
That's Elizabeth Warren last night at the debate in Las Vegas. Many are saying that she won the night. One of her many, many zingers, our very own Samuel Garrett Pate, was actually in Las Vegas. You're there right now calling us. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm sure you're pretty tired. It was a big night.
Well, I'll tell you, that was certainly the moment that got the most audience reaction in the debate hall. I mean, I think quite a few people were expecting her to, you know, go on to say that that's what Donald Trump had said. And then all of a sudden she pulled out, nope, that was indeed Mayor Bloomberg who said those things. So it got quite a reaction out of the audience, and I'm sure it got quite a reaction out of the audience at home as well.
Well, something that got another reaction was when Elizabeth Warren didn't stop there. She went ahead and asked Mike Bloomberg about releasing the NDAs against him. Here's what she had to say.
So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is that?
Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like a joke I told. And let me just put, there's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet, and that's up to them. They signed those agreements, and we'll live with it.
I mean, Samuel, in my opinion, it was heated last night.
It was bad. It was bad. I mean, and I'll say this. I mean, I just don't understand how he wasn't prepared for these things because, I mean, the other candidates had been talking for, you know, well over a week now that if he made the debate, these are some of the things that they would bring up. And I just think, you know, if you're going to go onto a debate stage in front of a national audience like that, you've got to be prepared for what's going to be thrown at you.
Okay,
especially none of these things were surprising, right? Like all of the candidates for over a week now had been talking about the things that they were going to confront him on, and he just seemed completely unprepared for it.
All right, Samuel, speaking of preparation, though, many of these candidates, all of them, in fact, most of them, have been doing this for about a year now. They were in Iowa. They were in New Hampshire. They've been in Nevada and in South Carolina. Mayor Bloomberg made a very specific choice to sort of skip those and enter this thinking that he's going to be able to buy his way in. It could work, but do you think that lack of campaigning the last year really hurt him last night?
Look, I'll say this. I mean, one, yes. Two, I've talked to quite a few voters here in Nevada, and I'll tell you this. No one is happy about the fact that he decided to skip Nevada and basically just not compete here, right? Like, tell the people in Nevada and Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, like, I'm just not going to do this. I'm going to go on to the next states and basically ignore you. I don't think that's a winning strategy with voters. You know, look, there's a lot of great things that Mayor Bloomberg has done with his money in terms of investing in gun safety reform, investing in combating climate change. And I think most of the candidates on that stage, as Mayor Pete said, appreciate that. But that doesn't mean that he has to be the nominee for President of the United States.
I will say this.
Right? We can appreciate the work that he has done and the money that he's spent on progressive causes and not make him the nominee.
Yeah, we're with Sam McGirr-Pete from Equality California, live from Las Vegas. You were at the Democratic debate last night. Now, I was really upset about Mike Bloomberg because I had high hopes for him, thinking he was going to come in like a stallion and really kill it. However, although Elizabeth Warren is kind of taking this debate, Pete Buttigieg also really grilled Amy Klobuchar enough to where it sounded like she was audibly nervous. Let's take a listen to how that went down.
But you're staking your candidacy on your Washington experience. You're on the committee that oversees border security. You're on the committee that does trade. You're literally in part of the committee that's overseeing these things. And we're not able to speak to literally the first thing about the politics of the country to ourselves.
Are you trying to say that I'm dumb? Or are you mocking me here, Pete?
I'm saying you shouldn't trivialize
that. I made an error. People sometimes forget names. I am the one that has, number one, has the experience based on passing over 100 bills. If I could respond, this was a pretty big allegation. He's basically saying that I don't have the experience to be president of the United States.
Now, Samuel, I want to get your take on this because you were in the room, and when the audience sort of, there's audible sort of like, oh, when she says, are you saying I'm dumb? Did you feel like the audience was saying, how dare you, Pete? You called her dumb. Or do you think the audience was saying, Amy, don't play that card?
Get over it, Amy.
If she thinks that someone calling her out for not remembering the name of the president of Mexico is going to be the worst thing that you're going to get on a debate stage in 2020, I mean, if you're going to go up against Donald Trump, you better be ready for far worse than someone calling you out for not knowing the name of the president of Mexico.
Especially when you're on a committee, when you're on a committee that deals with issues south of the border.
Absolutely. And to pull that sort of like, are you calling me dumb? Instead of just answering the question, instead of explaining why you forgot the name of the president of Mexico, you know,
well, she gave an explanation.
The groans I heard were, you know, sort of like, come on, just answer the question. Don't pull that sort of, are you calling me dumb stuff to get out of the question.
Well, yeah, because she was asked at the town hall why she and how she forgot the president of Mexico's name. And that night she was like, listen, I was really tired. I had a lot of bills. I had a lot of things to do. I was up until 2 a.m. I had been running without really just being like, sorry, made a mistake. So then last night it felt even more inauthentic. It felt like when women try to play victim to a man, like, oh, are you calling me dumb? When clearly that's not what's happening. So I felt like she was visibly upset. What about Joe Biden? What did you feel about Joe Biden last night?
I thought he had a good night. I thought that, you know, one of the sharpest moments that I've seen from him through this whole campaign, frankly, was the moment when he was listing all of the industries, you know, in which you can sue a company for malpractice and for, you know, when he was talking through like how you can sue the tobacco companies, right? And then seemingly out of nowhere was like, the only industry that you can't sue is the gun industry and the gun manufacturers, thanks to my friend Bernie here. I mean, that was, you know, classic Joe Biden that I don't think we've seen for a while on the trail here. And so I do think he had a good night. Look, I think at the end of the day, I think Elizabeth Warren had the great night that she needed. And I think that, And I think that Mayor Bloomberg had a really bad night. Other than that, though, I think, you know, most of the candidates did what they needed to do going into this debate. And ultimately, you know, what I'm seeing on the ground here in Las Vegas is a lot of enthusiasm for Mayor Pete. And, you know, I think, frankly, the biggest thing that being here has reinforced for me is that Twitter and social media are not real life, right? We hear all of these arguments and debates and so-called controversies over various things going on in this race online. And then you actually get out and talk to voters, and they don't care about any of that.
Samuel yeah. Garrett Pete, I think, yeah. That is
they're looking for a candidate who can beat Donald Trump.
Yeah,
that's
what
they want.
That is such a great takeaway. It's so easy in this era to sort of like believe. We see one thing with 5 retweets when we believe that's indicative of what everybody's thinking and feeling right now, but you're actually there on the ground in Las Vegas. Look, we know you had a really busy night. Get some rest. Have a safe flight back home, and we'll talk to you soon.
We love you, Samuel.
Thank you.
Take care,
buddy. Bye. Oh, my gosh. It is true, though, that, you know, you don't ever know what's going to go down from social media to in person. And maybe that's why they feel like the caucuses are so important.
But you know what I do know?
Tell me.
We're going to keep our listeners informed. Why? Because we are the new Channel Q.
Ooh.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
We've just been joined by Allie and Justin. It's a party in here, and you have a chance to go to a party of your own.
Yeah, you do.
Was that a transition? Is that how you transition, Michaela?
That was a strong transition.
Thank you so much. Well, we're doing a really cool thing here at Channel Q. We're giving away 2 tickets, VIP tickets, in fact, 2 flights, 2 hotel accommodations to Miami Beach Pride, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. For your chance to get in on this and win, head over to wearechannelq.com. Y'all, how are you guys doing today?
I'm good. I'm sore. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, from what?
Are you working out too?
The Britney Zone.
I went to Britney Spears in the Zone last night.
You're sore from that?
Yeah.
Should we be nervous? What should we expect?
A lot of movements. A lot of sweat. There was a moment where I was like, I'm sweating and breathing very heavily.
Ew.
What did you do that you needed to do that?
I don't know, Michaela. It's called live.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I wouldn't know.
Getting the best out of life.
Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
I wouldn't know that.
If you check my Instagram, it's all there.
Okay, my biggest concern and question and just hope in my life, basically, is that when we go next Wednesday, will I have an opportunity to whip out my Slave for You choreography, which I've known for 20 plus years?
AJ. Ask and you shall receive. It's all there.
Yes.
It's all there.
You know,
there's a tropical jungle with the snake, and you can.
No way.
I'll show it to you. Yeah,
it's not a real snake, though, right?
I mean, it should have been.
I'm not going there.
No, Taylor Swift's not there. But it is.
Oh,
it is
my God.
Good.
I
it's
hate
good.
You.
It's good. It's really, 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 really fun.
Well, can I tell our comedian friends, you most importantly?
No, apparently he's the only funny one in the room, Justin and Allie.
We'll
just step
well,
out.
Well, no, here's why.
It's
he's been on this birthday journey with me. So I went to Groundlings, this comedy troupe place.
That she auditioned for
I auditioned.
On her birthday.
I was so
I
nervous.
Pushed her to go.
And I got it. I got into class, and I was like, I got it. I'm the best.
Hold
I'm
on.
I'm the funniest person in Los Angeles.
Michaela, don't you pay to take classes and they don't kick anybody out?
Well... It, yes, right? But
what did you do?
So
but it's
you
still
got
an accomplishment.
In, but everybody
I
gets
went
in.
Well, okay, here's, okay. First of all, the tone needs to come down.
I'm with you all from the get-go.
Okay, you comedy hands. I went to a panel yesterday where they were talking about LGBTQ representation in comedy. So there were 10 queer men and 1 queer woman.
Oh, great.
So I was sitting in the front row because cool. I was trying to get the most out of my experience at the panel.
But there were, to be fair, there were a lot of people of color, right?
There was not one.
Oh, zero. Whoops.
Oh, so fun.
They opened up the questions for people to ask. So I raised my hand. Stop. I raised my hand and I said, I just would like to know why there's only 1 queer woman on stage with 10 men when you guys were just talking about diversity. Doesn't really feel diverse. As I say that, a gentleman from the stage gets up to use the bathroom. There's an empty seat on stage next to the queer woman.
So logically.
The queer woman says, I don't know. You know, she looks around. She says, it'd be really great if I had more queer women on this stage with me. And I said, fine. So I went on stage.
Not all heroes wear capes.
So, but then I was like, ha ha. Am I right? Wasn't that hilarious? And my friend who went with me was screaming, cackling, not one smile, laugh, nothing. So I was like, this isn't good. So I just sit back down in my seat.
And so wait, so you sat down up there and then sat there for a moment and then got back up and walked away off the
stage? That's Michaela.
Well, I panicked. So I went and
just sat there in silence and went, and then got
You made the
up
choice
again.
And I went, well, I'm here.
I was like, oh, God. So I go back down and I'm like, I'd like to finish my question.
No, you hadn't even finished.
I've heard the story 7 times this morning and I sweat every time. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Oh, so what happened? She says, I think that the reason that there are, she said earlier, she was like, as a queer woman, I think it's difficult because I don't look totally straight and I don't look totally gay. So I'm like in the middle. Mm. So I said, you know, oh my God, I hate myself. I said, you know, I think that I agree most with you because like when I go into auditions, like I don't look super gay and I look really feminine, like when I'm all done, like I actually identify more as a drag queen than anything.
I know, I follow her on Instagram.
I was waiting for another smile or laugh. Nothing.
Oh my God, what class
so
is this?
So then I was like a non-binary drag queen.
Same girl, same.
Went on stage.
And talked about diversity.
Talking about.
And they say pause for laughter, but not wait.
I waited. I sat down on stage and waited for the laughter.
You really showed them, Michaela. You did that.
But wait, honestly, did the farmer look at you and go, that'll do, pig, and like showed you the door? Like what happened?
How did they get you out
Anything.
Of there?
I just, I went up to shake their hands afterwards.
And they showed you the door?
And I was shooketh that nobody wanted to talk to me. So they didn't actually kick me out. They'll probably continue taking my
Well, you're off to
money.
A great start.
Yeah, you're making your voice heard. or not heard.
So that's there. Mm-hmm. So you guys do comedy, and so do I.
Yeah.
Now. So.
Well, you know, I still applaud you for standing up and asking that question.
Good
However
for you.
Awkward, I think it's important for somebody to acknowledge that that's there because there are a lot of people that have those conversations and then it's important to say, hey, what's the next step here?
We should do a new thing called Trailblazing Tuesdays where we just tell stories of Michaela just changing the world.
Or Michaela just gets on a stage that she's not supposed to be on.
Have you seen her at a Whole Foods? Don't get me started.
I have a question about the diversity of this chicken selection.
I said I'm a vegan! I have 2 days. Okay, you know what? I've embarrassed myself, so I'm going to go ahead and go. But do stick around for Allie and Justin. Oh, look, I'm a feminist. I said your name first today.
Thank you. And, come over and sit next to me.
Yeah, she is.
She is teachable.
Thank you. Drop the subject. Coming up next.